The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
And welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to the Friday the 13th edition of National Intel Report. It's May 13th, 2022. I'm Chris Steiner filling in today, and my site is theliberationstation.com. We're going to go into a little music interlude here while I get connected and get my second system going here. I'm stalling for time, folks, so I apologize. Just keep hanging on. We got a show packed full of information for you. And my site, again, is theliberationstation.com, where you can tune in or check out the shows that I do here on Republic Broadcasting Network every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1, pardon me, 10 a.m. to noon Central Time, 11 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. And I'm stalling, folks, because Windows Update on one of my computers is taking a bit longer than I expected. I should have rebooted the computer 30 minutes ago instead of 20 minutes ago. So I want to get the video stream going and be able to show what I'm telling you about here. And your calls are welcome on anything that's health-related, anything in the news, and a lot that we'll be covering. Sorry, my microphone is a little bit disorganized, so let's just stall for a bit longer here with a song by Anastasia called Underground Army. Her name is spelled Anastasia with a CIA at the end. It's her true name, Anastasia Newkirk, and Underground Army, so please go and play that song. Sit, Mike.
You and the city surrounding too. Your underground army will be swarming if you just say you want me to. I'll be a soldier for you. Lost in your still, rolling downhill, but you cannot see why. Nothing makes sense when every minute spent is fighting the downslide. But think of this phase as running out of days, and we'll get through the meantime. The road is long, force is strong, but it will be alright. And I feel better when you feel better, and I'll be a soldier for you, protect you and the city surrounding too. Your underground army will be swarming if you just say you want me to. I'll be a soldier for you, go first in all that you do. Your underground army will be swarming if you just say you want me. You can't trust the view that lens is fooling you. You see half where there's home. So I'll stick around and help you figure out. These situations come and go. We've come to an end, but there's much to defend. Just think of what we have known, and I'll feel better. Protect you and the city surrounding too. Your underground army will be swarming if you just say you want me to. I'll be a soldier for you, go first in all that you do. Your underground army will be swarming.
Well, we're back here on the National Intel Report. I do have my computer booted up. This is Chris Steiner sitting in. This May 13th, 2022. You are just tuning into Anastasia's Underground Army. That was the live rendition of, I think the one that Mike pulled up was from Live at Last. It's pretty good that it was true to form to the album edition. Very inspiring. I think that's a song inspired angelically. I'd like to get into some of the news to this Friday the 13th, and you're welcome to call 512-248-8252 and toll free 800-313-9443. The Facebook live stream is going from the start of the show. We were able to at least get that going. Two out of three computers running at the start of the show isn't bad, so we have the Facebook live stream going over at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. which you can link to over at my website at theliberationstation.com. That's theliberationstation.com. The links archives page, the links/archives page. And there's the chat room, but at the top there's the Republic Broadcasting Network player, and then below that is the link for live streaming on Facebook, so you don't have to remember facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And the chat room and the Facebook live stream I'll be paying attention to throughout the show as much as possible, especially when I play some clips here. There's a clip that that's clip number one, Sam. Mike, I'm sorry, I'm just so used to speaking to Sam on the weekend on my Sunday show. Again, that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time and 10 a.m. to noon Central. And I will, if you have that, we'll get that clip ready to play, but I have some words for you, RBN listeners. All right, you got that clip ready. And Mike, when we do that, in order to synchronize that clip with the video on the live stream to show all the charts and graphs, I will do a 3-2-1 countdown and on zero play it. So we'll get to that in just a moment, but first want to ask the good folks of RBN to keep the RBN community going that's taken over 2 decades to build. I got an email yesterday, and the RBN community could really use your help at this point, especially because they, I'm not sure what, I'm not sure exactly what I can say, but I saw that this was, some of this business arrangement had to be, was coming, and I'll have to ask you, Mike, what I can disclose in the chat, but I saw it coming, and it was, it's basically having, it's the logistics of keeping RBN on the air at their present location and keeping operations running smoothly. And because donations have fallen off in the email, that we really could use your help. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate. And let me count the ways or count the reasons you should donate. Those are, number one, an article over at The Blaze that was broken March 3rd, 2022, theblaze.com, entitled "Exclusive: The Federal Government Paid Hundreds of Media Companies to Advertise the COVID-19 Vaccines While Those Same Outlets Provided Positive Coverage of the Vaccines," by Chris Pandolfo. In response to a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, filed by The Blaze, Health and Human Services revealed that it purchased advertising from major news networks, including ABC, CBS, and NBC, as well as cable TV news stations, Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC legacy media publications, including the New York Post, the Los Angeles Times, and the Washington Post, digital media companies like BuzzFeed News and Newsmax, and hundreds of local newspapers and TV stations. Okay, right, got your message there, Mike. Interrupting my reading of this article by Mike giving me the update. All right, then I'll get back into that. And continuing the article, where I left off, these outlets were collectively responsible for publishing countless articles and video segments regarding the vaccine that were nearly uniformly positive about the vaccine in terms of both its efficacy and safety. Hundreds of news organizations were paid by the federal government to advertise for the vaccines as part of a, quote, comprehensive media campaign, end quote, according to documents The Blaze obtained. Pardon me. Pardon me, folks, my microphone fell off as I'm trying to intercept my cats interfering with the video streams. So I have to close the window so she doesn't play with the blinds and cause some glare on the screen behind me. So let me back up and start again on that sentence. Hundreds of news organizations were paid by the federal government to advertise for vaccines as part of a, quote, comprehensive media campaign, end quote, according to documents The Blaze obtained from the Department of Health and Human Services. The Biden administration purchased ads on TV, radio, in print, and on social media to build vaccine confidence. And so, folks, you have the likes of Fox News and Newsmax who are gaining the confidence of so many people who just think that they have a voice, that they think they can just give references to Fox News. Oh, just listen to Tucker Carlson. He is really waking up. Well, that's great. He is waking up. He is giving a lot more information than he used to. But when these news agencies give their information, it's often too little, too late to do anything about it or to mobilize against the ideologies to counteract, to provide the antidote for the lies, to give the truth to as the antidote for the information that's already been out there flooding the market. So RBN is a great antidote, and they do not get federal money. They don't get any government money. The efficacy here at RBN of the communication is so much better and nuanced than just online posting or videos that aren't interactive like you get here with a very educated and engaging audience. And for instance, you can join in on my chat room and on Facebook Live, where listeners build community among themselves, not just there to respond to me, but to each other, allowing them to give their information to me, to read some of their posts on the air. And because, you know, preaching to the choir is really necessary, because there's so many hardcore activists here on RBN and so many dedicated researchers. They don't listen to talk at you shows. They like to listen to talk shows where there's a conversation radio, where there's give and take, where there are exchanges among we who are so highly principled and perfectionists. So sometimes we take to heart corrections, then we know that we can correct ourselves and move on, and we're all in this together. Of course, governments in it, fascist multinational corporations like Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, they're in it for themselves. But we are in it together, so we can take correction and we can get greater perspective, help connect the dots. And those callers are great for doing that. You know, an example of Tucker Carlson is when he had RFK Jr. on to talk about his new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, he never even mentioned or showed the book on camera. And if you notice that his lapel mic, which... unlike mine, didn't fall off, but RFK Jr.'s was a little bit ill-positioned. It was way far down on his tie where it shouldn't have been. And, you know, when you have a speech impediment like RFK Jr., it was difficult to understand him. It was more difficult than usual. There was an echo you could hear when he was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. So, you know, you hear a lot of folks say, just tune into Newsmax, just tune into Fox News, just tune into Tucker Carlson, just tune into a variety of other news sources. You don't care if it's NPR or whatever, just listen to this particular personality. And RBN offers such a variety. But, you know, folks will do that rather than doing the research. Not, you know, the RBN audience accepted, of course. But, you know, a lot of folks just hope to give others a news source, even if it's oftentimes seen as discredited, and sometimes for good reason, sometimes not. But, you know, you got to know that anyone with a big following has to tell the truth the majority of the time in order to retain that following. So a lot of folks will just say, just listen to this one or two or three sources, and they'll give you all you need to know. When we can point out that they, rather than, you know, focusing on those in mass media, the slave stream media, who give good info, though often, as I say, too little, too late, too often, and too late for those who are like-minded to take hold or to fight those lies from taking hold, instead of wanting social bonds, you know, they tell. When you get to the bottom of it, why do you tune into these? They say, well, so I can talk to my friends about it. And I'll continue on this and get into the news when we get back here on National Intel Report. Chris Miner standing in, so stay tuned. What goes up must come down.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
And we're back here on National Intel Report. National Intel Report, this is May 13th, 2022. I'm Chris Steiner, and the site for my show is theliberationstation.com. And getting back to why you should donate to RBN, let me count the ways. Such a great community, such a strong community that's been built over so many years, over two decades, and as I was saying, I want to finish up my point before the break, is that when I get to the bottom of, well, why are you listening to these personalities or these news outlets who are so often making retractions and retractions of facts and reversals of their opinion on huge issues that they should have known much sooner, like, say, Glenn Beck with Ron Paul, saying how Ron Paul was such a threat back in 2012, for instance. And why are you listening to these folks when they're not there to give you? Yeah, they give a lot of truth, but they're not. Well, it's such a waste of time to tune into them when you can get so much news and information that's actionable sooner. And you can call into other talk shows. You can take this information, as I always urge you to do, and call into other shows and start building your repertoire, start building your reputation, start making them wonder, are these the kind of listeners who are really listening to this kind of show? They keep calling in. Well, yeah, of course we're the kind of seek controversy, lay to rest controversy. We like to be controversial and argumentative and dispute. And that's why I tune into shows that I don't disagree with, just so I can argue and give the information to persuade the audience. And that's what it's about, is persuading the audience. So that's what RBN is here to give you, the information to call into other shows, call into C-SPAN, and give the hardcore information. So when you get to the bottom of why folks will listen to those personalities and news outlets who are so often wrong and reverse their opinions and retract the information because they should have known it was correct and they didn't do their homework. Well, these kinds of audience members will say, ultimately, when you probe and get down to the bottom of it after you harangue them about the number of instances that they have made those retractions and reversals and wear them down a little bit. So why is it that you listen to them after all this time? And they'll tell you, usually, or you can easily ask them, they'll confess, well, it's because I have something to talk about with my friends, news to talk about with my friends. So then ask them, wouldn't you rather be on the leading edge? By tuning into Sincere Research is giving nuanced news and showing interconnections like the great variety and abundance of depth and detail you find here on RBN, which the hosts give reference for you to be able to validate. So please go ahead and keep up your donations to RBN if you can afford them, and keep RBN on the air. It's a RBN community that you'll be keeping on the air, and it's such a wonder. I feel so welcomed in the community since I started my show here on the network last year, October 31st, 2021. November 5th, 5 days later, is when the owner, John Stadtmiller, passed away, and it was a bittersweet time for me to think of all the guidance on how to do the shows, who to talk to, the people he has connected with over the years that I feel like I've missed out on, but I still feel guided and meditate, and I think meditate with him in mind and surround him with the loving golden white light, and I think he is guiding RBN. So if you can afford to, please donate and continue to donate to RBN. Such a well-oiled machine. And I see we have a little bit of time here before the break. So I'd like to ask if before I mention later on in the show, I'm going to tease what I'm going to get into later. But if anybody has some research on Russia currently having what are called rods from God, this is a comment or question I'm asking because I've gotten some intuitive information that I think might bear out to be probably true. Of course, when you tune in, and there's only probabilities and possibilities, weigh the probabilities and you always have to keep tuning in. But I want to know if Russia, if anyone's knowledge has those rods from God, that depleted uranium rods about the size of telephone pole projectiles that can go hundreds of feet into the earth, like Project Thor that is rumored here in the USA. We'll be right back for the final hour and a half of National Intel Report this May 13th, 2022. I'm Chris Steiner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Won't be out in the morning dew, Bonnie. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man crying. Thought I heard a young man crying today.
And we're back here on National Intel Report. Chris Steiner standing in, and I'm going to play a clip here in just a moment of a last edition of The High Wire with No Victory that I think is very hopeful. And your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, I like to focus on health and COVID on my shows to show the farce that it's been throughout and continues to be as a lesson for the future for us to not fall for the deadly so-called vaccine or any other kind of treatment, the quarantine, the testing, the masks, discrimination, the folks who think that they can just beat us up with words, calling us selfish, when we just want to retain our genetic integrity. Hey, I want my DNA to not be invaded, as the study a couple months ago showed that the DNA of liver cells within 6 hours are transcribed by the synthetic genetic spike protein of the Pfizer COVID shots. And this is a very hopeful clip from yesterday's edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree. It's going to be just from the very start of the show, episode 267, The Real Global Summit. And the site for The High Wire with Del Bigtree is thehighwire.com. It's on every Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central. You'll hear a lot of clips from Bill Gates where he's confessing he was wrong, except for the fact that he's essentially saying that, well, he's glad that the lockdowns conditioned us, even though they weren't necessary. At least we're conditioned for a future breakout. That's the one drawback that I'm sure no one would agree with when you hear this clip. But, hey, sounds like the likes of Bill Gates is being won over, of course, to retain what little credibility he thinks he still has. But this is to be pointed out is a really good clip that, as Del Bigtree covers it, you know, gosh, who could have known? Well, yes, the High Wire with Del Bigtree knew, and so did millions of others, pointing out the same types of information. So we'll play that clip here, Mike, in just a few seconds as I get it synchronized. I'm going to do a 3-2-1 countdown to synchronize with the video stream, which you can keep up with and see some of the information online, the charts, graphs, and infographics on the screen over at the Facebook live feed at facebook.com/wearechangedtampa, or you can go to theliberationstation.com in the listen/archives page, and down there right under the RBN player is the button, the big blue button for the Facebook live stream. And so let's get ready to roll here, Mike, in 3, 2, 1, and 0. Go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are out there in the world. It's time for us all to step out onto the high wire. Well, it was a big week in the book world, one of the most anticipated books, maybe in our lifetime. I'm not talking about Harry Potter. I'm talking about Bill Gates' new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic. I know you've been like waiting, you know, holding your breath. I don't know how my copy didn't get to me. I've been on reserve for this for so long. I'm about to press charges against Amazon. I don't know what's going on there. But no matter the fact, Bill Gates has his book out that apparently somebody on this planet wants to read. I don't know why. But he's doing his book tour, starting to talk about what we know now versus what we know then. You know, the genius inside the mind, who like the computer guy that was a health guy or whatever the heck he is. He's out there. He's made some comments. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about what do we know, what do we not know, and what does it mean to be intelligent on the planet Earth in the day and age that we now live in. Take a look at this.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, you know, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
Isn't it amazing when you end up hearing things said like that, as though, like, here in May, he's in May 2022 saying, we had no idea that there was, like, this really low fatality rate, as it turns out, and it was really just a disease of the elderly. Really? We didn't know that? Because we look back in our archives, and I kind of remember saying that while it was all going on. Let's just sequester or quarantine those that are most vulnerable, the seniors and the immune suppressed. This is really only a tragic situation for a small group of people that are immune suppressed or elderly. Do you see how gigantic this would be? And to imagine that when we move into the future, how do we move forward? We all talked about it last week. It's hanging in the balance. Do we continue to destroy the economy of America right now? Or do we open it up? If you're under the age of 65 and you're relatively healthy, as you know, was being described in that report, you're really going to have almost no symptoms, or it'll be like a mild cold. That was misinformation then. That was complete misinformation. We were losing YouTube channels and Facebook channels for saying exactly what Bill Gates is now in 2022, after locking us down, destroying the world, is admitting. Yeah, I mean, as it turns out, it was a really low fatality rate. What did we know then, though? How did I know that? I mean, was I psychic, or were we just reading you things like this from the NIH? This is May 2020, the SARS-CoV-2 outbreak. What we know. Here's what we knew. As of 11th of February, a total of 1,715 medical workers had been infected, of which 5 had died, with a crude case fatality rate of 0.3%. The case fatality rate of the currently reported cases in China is less than 4%, which implies that so far this novel coronavirus does not seem to cause the high fatality rates previously observed for SARS-CoV and MERS-CoV, 10% for the first and 30% respectively. There were other articles that went on to talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, those that are dying really aren't dying for the reasons that we think. In fact, this is the CDC. All the way back August of 2020, 94% of COVID-19 deaths had underlying medical conditions. It went on to say they had more than 2 comorbidities. I've talked about this ad nauseum. This isn't new to anybody that's been watching The High Wire. But if you're brand new to The High Wire, maybe it's a bit shocking to think right at the back of this pandemic, we were telling you these numbers aren't what you're being told. And then, of course, John Ioannidis, one of the great epidemiologists in the world, looked at data from around the world. This is the article that he wrote about that. A fiasco in the making. As the coronavirus pandemic takes hold, we are making decisions without reliable data. He goes on to say, a reasonable estimate for the case fatality ratio in the general U.S. population vary from about 0.05%. That's case fatality rates, to 1%. That huge range markedly affects how severe the pandemic is and what should be done. A population-wide case fatality rate of 0.05% is lower than seasonal influenza. Why don't we figure out what's going on? Well, maybe the problem Bill Gates had was that he was reading his own press. Maybe he wasn't actually paying attention to what we actually knew, but he was lost in who he was investing in and who he was in funding to scare the hell out of us, like the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation boosts vital work of the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. He gave them $279 million back in 2017 to be able to use them to get really valuable information. So let's see how valuable the information Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was foistering upon the planet Earth early on, as he said, when we didn't know what the actual fatality rate was. Well, here's what he was projecting through the IHME. This is really interesting. This is April 4th of 2020. Now, here they're projecting that all beds needed, that purple line, that by April 4th, 164,745 beds will be needed. Of those ICU beds, there'll be 31,000 ICU beds needed on that day in America. And then for the invasive ventilators, we're going to need 24,848. This was Bill Gates' brain trust here. This is where he was living and breathing and eating popcorn and drinking coffee and trying to figure out how, you know, how to end the pandemic we were in. But what were the numbers when we really look at them? Here's the actual numbers of April 4th. Instead of 31,000 projected ICU beds, we actually only needed 5,200. He was only off by 596%. And then in the overall total, the 164,745 projected hospital beds needed, we actually only ended up using 22,158 actual beds. There, he's off by 743%. And then in the projected ventilators, the things that were used to kill people, 9 out of 10 people died while using them. They projected they needed nearly 25,000 of these death machines. They only ended up using 656 on April 4th. That was out by 3,800%. So perhaps the problem Bill Gates had was he was too involved with scaring us all to actually get a grip on the reality we were actually living in. Here's another video, and just brace yourself for this statement.
There was a lot of uncertainty about, for example, school shutdowns. To this day, you know, there's still arguments about how many cases that avoided. It's pretty clear because young people don't get sick from the disease very often, that we probably, if we knew everything we know today, we would have shut schools down a lot less than we did during this pandemic. I mean, yes, it's tricky for the elder adults. It's tricky in a lot of ways.
And you mean by that high school and under?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, for college, going virtual tends to work awfully well. The infection levels are a little higher as you get up into that age group. But K through 12, we have a learning deficit that will take us a long time to erase that. And sadly, it's a deficit where the inner city is where it's almost 2 years, suburban schools less, private schools in some cases, like my kids, almost no deficit at all.
Really? Your kids no deficit at all? What a shocker! Oh my God, you had a school where your kids did just fine, Bill. Meanwhile, the rest of us that were saying these lockdowns are racist, we were all being called racist for coming out against the lockdown, saying this is going to destroy our children's lives, destroy their education, drive them to depression and suicide, all things that are happening in astronomical numbers. And now he's telling us he finally figured out that, as it turns out, with a group of children, the children had almost no risk whatsoever to the disease, but we locked them down anyway. And, you know, surprise, surprise, they're behind by like 2 years, ready to slit their own wrists. But don't worry, my kids did just fine. All right, well, let's just look at, does he really learn something? I mean, since he's reflecting back on what he didn't know, the high wire knew it, and anybody with intelligence, you know, above about 40 IQ could figure out what was going on. But now he's written a book because he's looking into the future for his next pandemic. I mean, the next pandemic. And let's see what some of the statements are coming from this book. Right? Choice quotes from Bill Gates' new book. Oh, I jumped the spot, didn't I? Let's go back. Let's go back to like where I missed the part where we were going to like sort of brag that Highwire is right. Did we know the school should be shut down? Here's what we were saying back then.
I mean, every scientist around the world has been saying this doesn't affect children. It's really the elderly. We know this for a fact. Wuhan, China, they said people are dying everywhere, but none of the children are getting it. Remember all of those discussions? It's been circling the world. We've had different explanations. Some because we know the virus attaches to ACE2, which children apparently have a very low level of ACE2. Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe they just have really badass interferon. Let's protect those that are truly at risk over the age of 65, other comorbidities like heart disease or COPD, diabetes, perhaps even obesity. Let's look at those that have severe autoimmune issues. Let's protect them. Let's lock them down. Let's keep them in masks. Let's make sure that they're safe while we send our children back to school, while the healthy get back to work, so that we can reach, and yes, the words are now being said, in the capital of the United States of America, natural herd immunity. I mean, that was it, that we were looking at the science. We knew that children were at almost zero risk whatsoever, right in the heart of China. No kids were getting this thing or dying. It wasn't an issue. Why did we lock down the schools? It made no sense. It made you question what's really happening in D.C. Who's in charge? I mean, is the president demanding that we lock everybody down, or is that just Tony Fauci, Deborah Birx, all of which whom have been on the board for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Well, I remember something that the president said seemed to allude to the fact that he thought we should open up the schools.
Hey, young kids have a very strong immune system. Nobody even knew it. Get your children back to school. Get them back to school.
I don't care. This isn't a political show. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That's not what this is actually about. The point is just simply, we knew we should have been open. We knew the kids had amazing immune systems and that they should be in school. Yet Bill Gates and everybody kept promoting this idea of locking them down. And now all of a sudden they're waking up. So let's get to his book. Let's get to the statements he's making. Has he learned something? Does he realize that, you know, many of those tactics didn't work? These are choice quotes from Bill Gates' new book. The human suffering caused by these separations is incalculable. Literally, no one can put a number on the pain of not being able to say goodbye in person. But the policy saved so many lives that it will be worth adopting again if the circumstances call for it. Of course, I'm sure he's talking about not being able to visit people in the hospital that were dying, this incredibly inhuman thing that we did over the last couple of years, and doctors were in on it, I guess like grinning to themselves that your mom's going to die and you're never going to get to see her again, or your father or your uncle or your brother, and the hospital's blocked because they didn't want you catching this cold or spreading this cold, even though I guess you could have taken a test there. We get it. But now Bill Gates is saying, as horrific as that is, and I feel for you, I do, and my kids that are still well-educated feel for you too. But the point being that we may have to do this again because it was so successful. Really, Bill? Really? Let me just show you the most recent article. We've played this on the show. We showed you this on the show. But how successful were lockdowns? This is Johns Hopkins University. I think they know what they're doing. A literature review and meta-analysis of the effects of lockdowns on COVID-19 mortality looking across the world. Here's what we learned. While this meta-analysis concludes that lockdowns have had little to no public health effects. I don't know what Bill Gates is saying. They're highly effective. Every study is telling us this. They have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they have been adopted. In consequence, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. These costs to society must be compared to the benefits of lockdowns, which our meta-analysis has shown are marginal at best. Such a standard benefit cost calculation leads to a strong conclusion. Lockdowns should be rejected out of hand as a pandemic policy instrument, period, full stop. That's Johns Hopkins. I don't know where Bill Gates is at, but I guess if it doesn't affect your family, then it didn't affect anybody that bad. Sorry about grandma. Sorry about your dad. Sorry about your mom. I'm sure they would have loved to tell you they love you. They knew that. They died. Just know that. Okay. So look at this quote. Lockdowns are a great example. The evidence is clear that they reduce transmission. I don't know what he's talking about. And that stricter lockdowns reduce transmission more than looser ones do. But they're not equally effective everywhere because not everyone is able to comply by staying in one place. He goes on to say, lockdowns may be necessary. He loves this in places where the disease burden is modest. They're also more effective in countries where residents have less of a voice in the country's affairs. We really like totalitarian dictatorships. That's where they are really putting my model into place. And the government is in a position to strictly enforce lockdowns and other mandates. That's where it really rocks. If only it were actually true. The truth is I could show you New Zealand that had a zero COVID policy. We told you that wouldn't work. It didn't work. They had infections go through the roof. Australia, same thing. And these were islands, right? These were islands. I mean, if anyone's going to pull off zero COVID, it would be them. But he's saying the stricter they were. I mean, how strict did you need to be? How about Taiwan? Taiwan was insanely strict. Taiwan and Ireland, if you're ever going to try and pull off zero COVID, that would be the place to do it. How long will Taiwan stick to its zero COVID approach? This is amazing. Zero COVID they went for. In fact, I remember threats of fines if you weren't wearing a mask, like huge fines or not social distancing. I mean, they were crazy about this. They went for it. And they kind of had that type of, you know, government where if you don't do what you're told, you know what's going to happen. Well, how is Taiwan doing? Well, a month ago, you know, they were having a little bit of an outbreak again. Now, their worst previous outbreak during their zero COVID policy happened between February and September of 2021. They had a little bit of a spike there. They got up to 600 confirmed cases at the 7-day rolling average. Well, last month in the middle of April, they had gone back to that spot, which was really alarming because they were working so hard at zero COVID. Everybody was double and triple masking. Everyone was getting their vaccine, you know. But the thing is, it should have gone down, right? I mean, all of those measures work because, as Bill Gates says, the stricter the lockdowns, the better. Unfortunately, 1 month later, I want to show you where this is at. And I want you to, before I change, just take note of between February and September. Remember that blip? Remember how big? That was like their biggest blip. They had one back in January 28th, that little guy right there. Then February, that was a doozy. February to September there, 2021. Let's look at where they're at right now. All right, take a moment to grasp this. We're not in the hundreds anymore. They're up above 35,000 confirmed cases in the last 7 days. And that giant blip they had between February and September, look at that thing. That's like a flat line compared to where they're at now. This is what serious lockdowns have done to Taiwan. Put them at risk, and now there's infections freaking everywhere. Lockdowns don't work. Masks don't work. Bill Gates is an idiot, and so is anyone who buys his book.
And there you hear from Del Bigtree yesterday on his show, The High Wire, over at thehighwire.com. And you're welcome to call and comment on this and anything else in the news here on National Intel Report. The numbers are 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and toll-free 800-313-9443. And I'm Chris Steiner sitting in today. I want to comment on what Del just mentioned when regards to the children. Three data points that we have. One is over at the CDC's own website that was published April 1st, 2022. It's entitled Mental Health, Suicidality, and Connectedness Among High School Students During the COVID-19 Pandemic, Adolescent Behaviors and Experiences Survey, United States, January through June 2021. And I'll just read the abstract. This is over at cdc.gov, so the title I just read, you can go look up at cdc.gov, and it's a published study trying to find, yes, it's in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, and I'll read, yes, it's published in the journal Supplements, April 1st, 2022, as I mentioned. Abstract, I'll read, disruptions and consequences related to the COVID-19 pandemic, including school closures, social isolation, family economic hardship, family loss or illness, and reduced access to health care, raise concerns about their effects on the mental health and well-being of youths. This report uses data from the 2021 Adolescent Behaviors and Experiences Survey, an online survey of a probability-based, nationally representative sample of U.S. public and private school students in grades 9 through 12. Median is grade 7, numbering number of students in the survey numbering 7,705. To assess U.S. high school students' mental health and suicidality during the COVID-19 pandemic. The study also examines whether mental health and suicidality are associated with feeling close to persons at school and being virtually connected to others during the pandemic. Overall, 37.1% of students experienced poor mental health during the pandemic, and 31.1% experienced poor mental health during the preceding 30 days. In addition, during the 12 months before the survey, 44.2% experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. 19.9% had seriously considered attempting suicide, and 9% had attempted suicide. Compared with those who did not feel close to persons at school, students who felt close to persons at school had a significantly lower prevalence of poor mental health during the pandemic. That's 28.4% of those who did not feel close to persons at school versus 45.2% of those who felt close to people at school. And we'll pick this up when we get back here, the final hour of National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner standing in. Stay tuned.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.